let's begin with one of the concerns that exists in our farming community, and that's getting fresh produce out of the fields and into the hands of people who need it.
Absolutely, and some of that stimulus money that came through a few months ago, or a few weeks ago rather, was specifically targeted at that need. And of course, El Caldito Soup Kitchen wanted to step right up and serve as a distribution point for these 25-pound boxes coming through, but there was no place for the trucks to turn around. These are semi-trucks full of these boxes. So a local church stepped up, and it's called Our Heart of the World Church, and it's over on Valley Drive right across from Walmart. And our cover photo shows kind of an assembly line, like the old bucket brigades of people taking these boxes, loading them off of the semis and giving them to people. And they do that every single week. We have the complete story and a couple more pictures on page 23. It's a really cool story about how federal stimulus funds are uniting the community and doing so in a positive way, and also getting this produce that otherwise would have just rotted in the field into the hands of people who need it.
Always so refreshing to hear that that money is being put to good use.
Yes, indeed.
Now, what happened at Virgin Galactic? The old CEO was just gone all of a sudden. There's already somebody new. What do you know?
Actually, the old CEO is transitioning to a different role. But they picked the guy from Disney, actually, to be the new CEO going forward. Elva Osterreich has the story about him and his background as the company prepares to launch commercial space travel from the spaceport, which is, of course, in Sierra County, just north of Las Cruces. I could tell you his name, but I'd mangle it, so I'm just going to steer you to the story on page 13 and see if you can figure out how it's pronounced, because I can't.
I wonder if they'll make Goofy the pilot.
You just never know.
All right, moving on to one of your favorite topics. That's dogs.
I love dogs. Of course, and little Toby's over here sitting right next to me. But I've never been a poodle person. You know, there's something about them that never appealed to me, but that may have changed. We have a photograph on page 16. One of our former freelance photographers, Jeff Kramer, sent in a picture of his poodle mix named Blue delivering the bulletin to his house, and it is just adorable. I can't stop staring at that photo, so I made space to share it with all of our readers.
Poodles are known for being very intelligent, Jess.
Well, this one clearly is. It picks up the bulletin and brings it home. That's a smart dog.
All right. But will it take out the trash? Oh, yeah. And now we have an increase to talk about.
In fact, those rates are going up. Mike Cook has a story about the rate hike and why the city council decided to impose it. It's not a huge increase, but it's an increase. And if it makes your blood pressure rise to read about higher costs for civic services, I strongly recommend that you flip back to page 16 and look at that poodle again. It'll calm you right down.
I want to stick on the topic of trash for the moment. Trash can be dirty, and this leads us to a new business that's just getting underway in Las Cruces. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, in fact, it's a friend of mine's husband who called me up one day and said, "Have you sniffed your trash bins lately?" And I said, "Well, I certainly have not, and I'm not going to." So he said, "Well, I'm starting a new business because those trash receptacles are just filthy. I've got a pressure washer." And so I'm starting this business that's called New Mexico Under Pressure. And so Keith Carlson, I hired him. He came over. And I tell you, you could have eaten out of the bottom of those trash cans by the time he was done. He really does a great job. It's just a really cool new service. And other business stories in there as well this week.
A couple of weeks ago, we featured a showcase from NMSU's Creative Media Institute. And this week, you were highlighting the CMI students.
We certainly are, and in fact, we're the films that were shown on KRWG are the films that we're highlighting. These are just amazingly talented students. We devoted three pages to them. Students are looking really good, and I think people will really enjoy reading their story.
Lots of local talent.
Indeed. And of course, that's just a sampling of what's in this week's bulletin. We've got 40 pages of great content for you to read on July 24th. And if you just can't wait that long, the digital bulletin can be accessed at LasCrucesBulletin.com, or you can check us out on social media.
All right, Jess, I'm thinking the image of you eating off the surface of your trash can would be an excellent advertising piece for Mr. Carlson.
But unfortunately, I've used those trash receptacles since they were clean, so I'll have to wait till the next go-round.
All right, Jess, thank you so much. Have a great week.
You too, Casey. Take care. Bye-bye.